coast to coast.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Oh, thank God I can do that ramp in my sleep.
You know what would be nice, Adam, is if we explain to our guests what our show is all about before we throw open the mics. Well, I'm trying to go...
I'm just happy you're an addiction specialist. I got some questions.
Shawnee Smith is our guest tonight. You know her from her role in Becker. She's Ted's assistant, Linda. And Becker 9:30 Monday nights, CBS, on its third or fourth season?
Third.
Almost home to syndication.
Ooh, we're so close.
Yeah, that is good times.
Yeah.
Because that's it. You just start doing heroin full time.
That's right.
Go to the mailbox. As long as you can get to the mailbox and hammer those checks, you're fine. That is that is good times. Also, Shawnee was in Armageddon. What was your role in Armageddon?
Are you ready? I'm glad you're sitting down. I was Bimbo at the bar. On my trailer, I got there that morning, and I had a little piece of tape on the trailer that said Bimbo.
Nice.
At the bar that the guys from the Roughnecks from Armageddon like went to before they headed out?
It was that big montage where they were collecting the big strapping guys that went out into space and...
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi was telling me my diamond was fake.
That's the part of ensemble movies I like, when they go out and get the experts.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about the guys, you know. It's like he's drunk, he's antisocial, he's in jail right now, but he's the best goddamn demolition man there is.
Yeah.
And we
reliable.
Work with him. He's reliable. We work with him. So we got to go get him.
After that moment with the bimbo at the bar... He's going to go into space and be a hero.
Steve Buscemi can throw knives. We got to go get him. Ever since the Dirty Dozen laid the groundwork for this sort of ensemble, everyone's good.
Of bad guys.
Yeah, there's never one guy who's good at two things.
Yeah.
Where one guy could be eliminated. Hey, I can throw knives and do demolition.
Or
Herb, you're out.
Good guys and nice guys.
Nope.
And bad guys.
Nope. They're just bad antisocial guys. They put them all together, put them in a rocket ship. They got a mission to do, and they got to come together to do it. All right. So also Leaving Las Vegas, which was a great movie.
Yeah.
True. Did you see either one of these movies we're talking about?
No, he has kids.
He didn't. But I say this to Drew all the time. There is a list as long as a landing strip at LAX of movies that Drew has not seen.
Right.
One of them being The Shining, which is a
movie.
That's what I say.
God.
And I love The Shining. And I say to Drew, and no one understands this, but I go, you're very lucky. And everyone goes, what are you talking about? Because I've seen The Shining 8 times and I can't really enjoy it anymore because I know exactly what's going to happen at each turn. Drew, you could get yourself a nice bottle of red wine, a tub of popcorn, a DVD of The Shining, and sit home one Saturday night really enjoy that movie for the first time.
I would have to be, though, literally a millionaire like you and sit in a home theater that I have. I don't have anything like that.
You don't have a home theater?
No.
What do you got?
TV.
You got a TV that also has an 8-track player in it or something?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's bad
time. You don't spend much time at home, do you? What?
What? You don't have a DVD?
My Lord.
Jesus. That is
sad. What the hell's the matter with you?
Got TiVo.
I was cruising a Salvation Army thrift store yesterday, and I haven't been in a thrift shop in a while. And you know you're getting old when you're going to the computer section in the thrift store.
Wow.
And you're seeing, you know, DVD and laser disc and junked equipment like we would have seen. The equivalent to this would have been like a Victrola or an old 8-track or something we would have stumbled across 15, 20 years ago.
Wow.
There are actually tons of VCRs. There are tons of DVDs. There's like there's a whole computer section in thrift stores now.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it means you're getting old. Yeah.
Ouch.
Didn't go to the hovercraft section, but... Anyway, Shawnee, are you ready? Do you know this show? Do you know how the show works?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You've heard it on the radio or seen it on the TV?
Yes.
Okay.
All the above.
Oh, great. All right. Well, let's...
We pretend to solve people's sexual problems.
That's us. We're actors.
Right.
Playing people who care. That's exactly right. Alex?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
I got this girlfriend that I've been dating for a while, and she's now currently living with me. And come to find out through my cousin's girlfriend, she has a friend that works with this girl. Come to find out the girl's like somewhere between 29 and 31.
How old are you?
20.
And what did you think she was?
She told me she was 19 when we first started going out.
Wow. And you couldn't figure that one out?
Off by a decade?
She doesn't even look like she's barely 18.
Huh.
Yeah. All right.
I guess she's blessed or something. I don't know.
She's a keeper, so what's the problem?
Sounds like you're in luck.
Yeah.
No, she's like turning bipolar on me is what she's doing.
What does that mean to you?
She's like going crazy. She's getting obsessive and...
All chicks are crazy.
No, not like her.
What does she do?
Within the last 2 months, she's been controlling all my phone calls, my cellular phone. She checks all the messages I get on there. My internet, she checks all the emails I get.
Yeah.
She checks all the messages on my page.
And what is it that she believes you're doing that she needs to check on?
She thinks I'm cheating on her or something.
Have you ever cheated before?
Not on her. There's nothing about my past that she needs to know about or does know about.
Have you cheated on her before?
No, never.
Okay.
We've only been together for maybe 5 months.
I see.
And did you say you're living together?
Yeah, she moved in with me about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And then come to find out about 2-3 weeks ago, I found out, you know, that her age is not what she told me.
Right.
Was.
Well, when you went to the mailbox, saw that Social Security check in there, you're immediately alerted to her real age.
Well, I mean...
Tripped over a walker on the way to the mailbox.
Medicare EOBs.
The Meals on Wheels van was out there honking the horn. All right, Detective Alex. Alex, why'd you move in? You didn't know anything about her.
No. She moved in with me.
All right.
Okay, why?
Because she was living with her sister.
Oh, all right. Well, that explains it.
That explains it.
Yeah. I lived with my sister once. It means we got to move in together, too, Alex.
She was living with her sister and her brother-in-law. They kicked her out.
Why?
That's a good question to ask.
That is. I mean, I don't know the full story. They said it was like, oh, she wasn't helping out around or nothing.
Is she a drug addict?
No, I mean, she's totally clean. She works, she works at a school during the day.
Doing what?
Her job is like children's services or something.
I'm scared.
Yeah. All right, listen.
She's like going crazy.
All right, Alex.
Yeah.
You need to lay the law down with her. And she possibly needs to move out.
I need to pull a bullet in her head or something.
All right, well, fair enough.
No.
Whatever it's going to take.
Alex, look, you just set some limits. Be firm. And
right.
If it doesn't work out, then the relationship doesn't work.
Listen, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you just lay the law down. But don't backpedal.
But enjoy the sex while she's there.
And don't get violent and aggressive. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean...
She doesn't deserve that either. I get strong a-hole vibe.
Off Alex?
Yeah.
Why, just because he wants to put a bullet in his girlfriend's head? Because she's checking his cell phone?
Yeah.
5 months, he's feeling the pressure.
Yeah, listen, there's not...
Shani's a little bitter here.
20...
Oh, she's accurate.
I'm a realist.
Yeah, very accurate.
Yeah, what happened to you, baby? Who let you down?
With her not
everyone
three.
Since Daddy and the Disney movies.
We've been here for 3 minutes with her. We already got the whole vibe going.
Yeah.
But she's a realist. I'll give her that.
Hey, it makes life good when you know what the game is.
Did you do Politically Incorrect with my Emmy Award-winning partner,
yes.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes,
yeah,
Jimmy.
I was talking to him tonight. He said, you're a real handful. You're a real ball of fire. He liked you.
He was pretty funny.
Yeah, he liked you, too. He said, you're cute and you're funny. Andrea?
Yeah?
You're 15.
I'm 16.
That's
why
right.
Are you calling us?
Okay, well, I had this sex ed class, and the teacher told me that, or she told the whole class that if a guy fingered you with the slightest bit of semen on his hand, it was possible for you to get pregnant. I just want to know, is that true?
Hello.
Well, yeah.
It just takes one.
Yeah, however the semen gets there. But most guys, since they walk around with semen on their hands,
my boyfriend, I stroked it for him. And he got some on his hand, but he wiped it off, and then he fingered me. Could it be possible that I might get pregnant from that?
Well, look, your judgment about that, your assessment of that is as good as mine.
I mean, is something you have to bring up with your priest or rabbi. You were stroking him, you got some goo on your hand, then he fingered you. See, that's why when I'm with the ladies, I do this move. I take the hand, I put it in the opposite armpit, and I do that wipe move. It's a class move.
Do you make fart sound as it goes?
Sometimes it does on its own. It's never intentional, but it lets the ladies know that I care enough to wipe before I give them the finger.
Oh, Andrea. Well, at least, are you sexually active with him? Are you having sex with him?
No.
All right, so you know you're not ready for that. And it would be a sort of awful if you got pregnant sort of accidentally.
Yeah, that would suck.
Trying to be responsible. How long ago did this happen?
It was during New Year's.
No, listen.
Happy New Year.
Well, you can still get the morning after pill.
Oh, no, no, no. Listen.
It's highly unlikely.
If you got pregnant because this guy gave you the finger, this child is going to be, this is the next Messiah.
I say he's a great guy if he shot his wad and he still fingered you.
Yeah.
After the fact.
That's a very valid point.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah. He, either he's a wonderful guy or he has horrible self-esteem.
Sean.
One of maybe both.
Shawnee, are you channeling Adam Carolla? Or?
No, Shawnee is right, because most guys, when they're done with that, that's it for the night.
Well, especially at that age.
Yeah, it's like popping the batteries out of the remote.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it ain't there.
Ain't working.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Hey, Andrea.
Yeah.
All right, you're fine. Just you carry some wet naps or something with you. All right.
Okay.
That antibacterial hand.
Boy, when you're giving him the hand, how long
Excuse
does it...
It was called stroking.
Stroking him off. How long does it take him?
You were effective, obviously.
I don't know, like a little bit more than 15 minutes, I guess.
Wow. Ooh, yeah, that's pretty
tiring.
Good.
Persistent.
Decent technique, though, on your behalf. I don't think... I've never been stroked off by another. Proud to say.
That's one of the words of a love song. So.
I've never been stroked off by another. No, my
just
hand.
Stroked off by another.
Feeling like a fool. Loving both of you is breaking all the rules.
Excuse me.
I don't think someone else could do it. I think it would be too confusing for my penis. I wouldn't mind letting them try, but I think eventually I'd have to jump in.
Maybe this could be the real thing for you.
I mean, maybe this been the real hand.
Yeah, maybe this has been what you've been rehearsing for all these years.
Yeah, you mean I could my love of masturbation and actually
and your love of laziness and napping and combine them.
Right. So I could actually have an orgasm with my hands behind my head.
Yes.
Interesting.
Napping.
Interesting.
Or on the remote.
That's interesting.
Oh. Oh, ooh, think about that.
Wow,
it gets better.
Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Okay, I've got fibrocystic disease.
Breast disease, yeah.
You got those lumps in there?
I don't have any right now, but my doctors told me to take vitamin E.
Yeah. Don't eat chocolate and watch your caffeine.
Yeah.
Exercise, balance your diet.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
That's getting hard. That's the hard part.
And you realize how common this is, right?
No, I didn't. I was just wondering. My grandmother was thinking that young people don't get it.
No, they do, and it's extremely common. Are your periods irregular?
I don't have them. I take Depo-Provera.
Has that made the cyst worse or better?
I've never had them before, and I've been taking the Depo for over a year, and we decided that's not what it was from.
It's possible it is, but before you started taking Depo, were your periods irregular?
No, okay. not very regular.
How tough is the diet? What do you have to do with your diet?
Well, I've also got fibromyalgia.
You should kill yourself.
What do you mean how tough? She can't have chocolate or caffeine.
Let me tell you.
I know, that's tough. That's tough, but then she sort of intimated that it was even more.
Let me give you a tip on fibromyalgia. In my opinion, and my humble opinion, that is a sleep disorder. And
well, I'm starting to take melatonin.
All right, but I'm telling you, you got to focus on sleep hygiene.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you have adequate sleep. Make sure the kind of sleep you get is a proper. Anyone who doubts that, try not getting sleep, even for about a couple of weeks and see how your bones ache.
Sleep deprivation is not fun.
Yeah, and you may be sleeping 8 hours, but the kind of sleep may be not restorative and be such that it predisposes you to the fibromyalgia. So please take a look at that.
How do you get rest?
Proper sleep? It depends what the cause of the sleep disturbance is, whether or not it's you're getting up and urinating frequently, you have a partner that thrashes around all night, you're depressed, whatever it is, the sleep is disturbed.
Vicodin and a bottle of red wine.
Too much alcohol?
Too much. Not enough.
They told me not
to put it with the Vicodin.
I now keep a flask in my pajamas.
Yeah, sleeping pills will make it worse.
That's what he told me to take.
A little nip in the middle of the night.
But sometimes the
melatonin.
That's a good advice, but sometimes some of the antidepressants that are sort of good for sleep hygiene are useful, like trazodone or Cerazone.
Yeah.
And, I've been extremely unlucky in finding a good antidepressant.
Hey. Did you try Cerazone?
All right.
I've tried Wellbutrin, Remeron, Depakote, Depakine.
Yeah.
I also have, like,
a ton of problems. I have manic depression also.
Yeah, I hear that. And manic and manic depressives do get chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia real, real commonly.
Baby, you're 19, for Christ's sake.
Try singing in a rock band.
Yeah, you need to find Jesus or be dipped in something or something. I mean, my God. Or
what do you do for fun?
Cook, clean, take care of my cats, trying to get a job.
You're 19, right?
Yes.
You a big gal?
I'm 180 pounds.
How tall are you?
5'5 or 5'6.
You're fat.
Drew, please.
Hey.
Listen, it's funny. Whenever I hear... tend to my cats, it's like I add 50 pounds to whatever I was picturing. It's like, cha-ching. You have, how many cats? Two cats? Oh, it's 100 pounds. Tend to the cats. Oh, man. Listen, let me tell you, the cats, you should be tending to. The nice young men at the local watering hole. Those are the cats you should be swinging with. Forget about your calico.
When's the last time you had some fun? Besides cleaning and tending the kitties?
I go out, but when I go out, my friends want to go out to clubs and drink, and they're not very supportive of everything.
You're an alcoholic?
Huh?
Supportive of everything, meaning your recovery?
Meaning she doesn't.
Fact that I can't keep up with them.
Oh, I see.
Maybe you should try drinking more.
No.
Yeah, sometimes you got to break through. You hit that wall, you got to keep pushing. That's what I did.
I drink through that.
All right, Sarah. Hey, listen, baby, you're 19. Whip it up a little bit, would you?
All right.
I have to say, though, as you get older, like, your living gets better.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, give it time.
You know what living's like? It's like traveling. You know, your first couple of trips to the airport, and you get on the plane, and you don't know where your eye shade is, and you forgot your earplugs, and you didn't bring your little portable CD player.
Oh, and Adam. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The trauma. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now... I went from not knowing, you know, which one was my ticket and where it was and what I should check and what I shouldn't check to getting the captain of the plane to sort through my mixed nuts and pick out the peanuts.
True story.
You are an asshole.
Yes. He actually separated the pretzel sticks from the smoked almonds for me. It's quite a move up. Talk about a learning curve. Yeah, it's only been a few years. I'm proud of myself. But life is that way, too. It's true.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to say to everybody. Get a can opener that feels good in your hand. It's worth it. You know what I mean? They make those $1.99 can openers that hurt your hands when you use them and use them five times a week when you're 19.
I totally agree with
Drop you. Drop $6 on the ergonomic ones with the big fat black plastic handle on it.
It is the quality of life in those tiny moments.
Yeah. You know, go ahead and buy yourself three or four nail clippers. Throw one in the car. You'll never be without. They're 99 cents.
Oh, so true.
Buy an extra stick of deodorant and toss that in the trunk of the car, too. Do you know what I mean? Live it up a little.
Put the cats in the microwave.
That's right. Put the cats in the microwave and put the nail clippers in the glove box and live it up. It does. It takes. I'm going to write a book on how to live.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
From the comfort and safety of my own basement. Everyone listen to me. It's something that, like, I drove a truck for many years that needed to be bump started. I had to push it every morning.
Yep.
The cranks on the windows were broken off. The windows were half up. I had to use a pair of vice grips to get the windows up and down.
That guy lived in the valley where it was...
Yeah, thank God it was 115 in the summer and 22 degrees during the winter. It really worked out for me. The point is it took many years for me to realize I needed a car that actually had cranks on it and that I could turn a key in and would start. And same, like I said, with the can opener. Go ahead, everybody. Treat yourself right.
Well, there's a thing, though, with women. Like, we're not... Like, men aren't allowed to express their feelings. Women aren't allowed to enjoy themselves, have fun, indulge. And it takes...
What do you think that is?
No, wait a minute. Who's at the spa all the time?
Well...
Do you know what I mean? Here's the problem with women, as I see it.
I'm sure our last caller is not allowed to indulge in
mechanical stuff.
No, here's the problem. Here's the problem with women.
I'm talking about fun.
There are.
I'm talking about doing what gets you off and having
that is true. They don't do that as much. One of the problems is
that's what does it for you.
Women don't like their own, so they got no one to have fun with. And then there's guys, and guys don't like hanging out with them, so they're screwed. They don't have buddies. See what I mean? Guys have a good time because here's what guys do. They want to blow off some steam. They want to have a good time. They get 10 of them together and they go play paintball. And they scream for 3 hours out in some field shooting each other. They have a great time.
Oh, hell, they just go play ditch.
Women don't do that.
Just go do ditch.
Yeah, women pick up the phone and complain about the other friend of theirs who ain't on the line. But here's the thing about women I've thought about in the spa. There's the 95% of women who should go to the spa who don't, and then there's the 5% who go all the time and always talk about why they need to go again, when really the only thing they're tired from is driving back from the spa.
Are you dating someone who goes to a spa a lot?
Yes, I've always dated women who go to the spa a lot.
Well, there's your problem.
And they'll sit around, too, and it's funny. People don't go to the spa. When women go to the spa, they feel as if they need to justify it a little bit. They go... Oh man, this holiday season has been, first it was grinding of the nutmeg, and then I put a wreath on the door, and
really wore me out.
I need the spa. You never hear guys talking about needing to go to the spa unless something happened, like they rolled their Jeep or something like that. But women,
what kind of man's man wants to go have, like,
no.
Go to a spa. Come on.
They don't. But I do agree with Shani that you women need to love each other a little more. Get together in a group and go out and have a good time. No, it is. It is. Because let me tell you something about having fun and blowing off steam.
Right.
I'm going to give you an amazing example of having fun and blowing off steam.
Bring it on.
This weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I got going for myself.
This coming weekend?
Oh. This coming weekend.
Motocross.
I have the auto show on Friday night, and then Saturday it's the Super Bowl of motocross in Anaheim. Tickets still available. Now, I'm going to pack up a car full of my idiot buddies from the Valley, and we're humping it out to Anaheim, and we're going to go chug some beers and watch these guys try to kill themselves on their dirt bikes, and it's going to be the greatest time ever. I got a boner for it already.
Humans, 3 days in advance. We're not meant to have that much fun. Humans weren't meant for that.
No, you're a chick,
Drew. You're absolutely right, Drew.
See, Drew doesn't understand this because he's a chick, and he don't get it up for guy stuff.
He's really
a woman, man. I mean, gal, because he doesn't understand it.
And what will your chicks be doing while you guys are at the motocross?
We don't care. They're going to be individually sitting in their own crappy places and complaining that we're out.
Okay, will you give me their phone numbers before you go?
Yes, you women need to band together and go out and have a good time yourselves. See, Drew, if your wife would go out and have some fun with her chick friends, then maybe you could get out and have some fun with your guy friends. Because you don't really have any guy friends. You're just a bunch of guys with ascots talking about this day trading and things like that.
The opera.
I'm telling you, I'm so pumped up about this auto show and the Super Bowl of motocross. I mean, it's like a 1-2.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't invite me to the auto show. That's something I would have liked.
Would you go?
I'm not going to be in town. Sorry. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, good times.
Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Shani Smith is our guest tonight from Becker. CBS, Monday nights, 9:30. We're going to take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back after this.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Shani Smith is our guest tonight. She's from Becker. 9:30 Monday nights, CBS. One more season, and they're into syndication, and that is good times. I did want to say, actually, talking about this Supercross, and Jeremy McGrath, the king of Supercross, is going to be in. He was going to be in yesterday, and settle over there, baby. But now he's going to come in next week because I got a whole bunch of. Dates over in Anaheim, but I'm going to be at the Anaheim Stadium coming up. What do they call it now? It's not the Anaheim Stadium anymore. It's the Edison Field. Yeah, the Edison Field this Saturday. I'll be the drunk guy with my shirt pulled up, showing everyone my boobs.
As long as you're having a good time.
Oh, I love that.
Yikes.
I love it. I love it. I get in the pit area, and I start talking to the head mechanic about the bikes and stuff and bugging him. Driving everyone nuts, drinking beer. Oh, it's great. I love it.
I had my first mosh pit the other night.
Where? What show were you at?
My own.
Oh, you were
$5 hoe.
You were on stage and the pit was moshing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were in the mosh pit.
No, I've been there too. That wasn't as pleasant.
Where were you playing?
At the gig on Melrose.
Where the hell is that?
It's on
Melrose?
On Melrose.
In
like
what?
La Brea.
Yeah? How is it? Let's talk. Give your band a plug.
I have a band called Fi Dolla Ho, spelled phonetically. F-Y-D-O-L-L-A-H-O.
Uh-huh.
And Johnny, if you're running tonight, stop. You're sick. Because we're playing at House of Blues on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 9:30.
This Sunday?
This Sunday at House of Blues.
Tickets still available.
Thank you very much. Tickets available.
Well, that's great.
But yeah, I had my first mosh pit.
How did you get the mosh pit going?
Well, it just started going, but it so happens that a girlfriend I went to junior high with was the head cocktail waitress, and I was ready to, like, you know, really rile everybody up, and she started trying to, like definitely tone everybody down and tell them to stop. So being the non-competitive female that I am,
right,
I didn't encourage it.
Huh.
But it was definitely a momentous occasion.
Do we assume there might be some moshing going on at the House of Blues on Sunday?
Oh, I'm sure. House of Blues, it's got a reputation for mosh pits.
It's the mosh capital of the strip there. All right, I think actually we're going to hear a snippet from one of your songs at some point in the show. I don't know if it's now. I know Anderson was yelling something in your ear, Drew.
We'll hear a snippet.
Oh, okay.
The transvestite hooker song, maybe.
Yeah. You want to hear it? You want to hear some of it now, or do you want to hear it coming back from the commercial, going in?
No.
Or
no.
Now?
Yeah.
All right. $5
ho? $5
ho. $5
ho. Mm-hmm.
Wait, how do you spell that again? Let me see.
F-Y-D-O-L-L-A.
All right. Good. Here we go. $5 ho.
A friend, I saw you kissing there. Tangled and a mess of gray, then hair and bare ass. But what's that? That tattoo? The one that's his mom.
That's you singing? Are you playing? What do you
play? No, I just sing.
You
I
don't
just
play
sing
anything?
And shake my ass.
Tramp.
Yeah, I like tambourine. That. It's like you play the triangle like Tracy from the Partridge Family. Yeah, it's good. It's like throwback retro punk.
Yeah, it's very Bow Wow Wow.
Ooh, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
That?
Not Bow Wow Wow? Anderson's got a puss on over there. Well, I don't know. I mean,
Shawnee's not 14.
What is an early punk chick?
Joan Jett.
All right.
Pat Benatar, all the way.
Yeah.
Hell is for children.
Let me tell you something about Pat Benatar's "Hell Is for Children." That is my new karaoke number.
Oh,
I'm
no!
Not kidding.
Don't do it to the world.
I sing "Hell Is for Children" like nobody's business.
All right,
Drew,
give us
know?
A snippet.
Yeah.
You know, "Hell Is for Children."
Yes, we can. That will be later in the show.
And you know that their little lives
don't encourage
such
it.
A mess.
Do not encourage it, Shawnee. You will learn.
Oh, no. The audience, tears are coming from their eyes and blood from their ears by the time I'm done with Hell Is for Children. Justina?
Yucina. Hi.
Oh, no, that'd be...
No tea there.
Oh, there isn't? Oh, boy. Oh,
What is your name?
Jazina.
What the hell's the matter with you? Jazina.
I don't know. I thought I saw a tea in there.
I can't take it, Adam!
All right, what's going on?
Well, a while ago, my brother was in his bedroom, and my best friend was spending the night. And, we heard some squeaking from his bed, and he started screaming out her name. And
no.
Now my best friend's afraid to come over.
No. He was just screwing around.
Yeah. Was she with you or with him?
She was with me.
Oh.
Yeah, he was screwing around.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Well, I don't know. Now she's afraid to come over, and that's not the only time it's happened.
Yeah. He's screwing around. He's a screwball, right?
Not usually.
How old is he?
He's 28.
Yeah. Why does he ask her out? How old is she?
She's 19.
That's a little weird behavior for a 28-year-old.
He's 28.
What's he doing at home?
First question.
My family's kind of pitiful.
He what?
And I have a lot of people living at home that are older than they should be.
He's pitiful? Is that what you said?
Yes, he is pitiful.
Okay.
Wait, did you say you have a lot of people living at home?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm the youngest, and Everyone older than me is living at home.
Well,
really?
His pitifulness is a much bigger issue than his screwing around.
What's your nationality?
I don't know. I'm a lot of everything.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No predominant?
I don't know. We're probably more Irish and Italian than anything.
Really? Well, that's probably the Italian side that's still living at home. What's he do for a living?
He lives at home. He doesn't have to work.
Actually, he was working at a Walmart recently.
Oh, boy. Nice. Good times.
Gun
counter?
Yeah, he needs to get out of that house.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and so do you. We're talking to her. Why don't we give her some advice?
Get out of the house.
Yeah, there you go. Then your friend can come visit you again.
Exactly.
As long as you don't start squeaking the bed and screaming her name.
That whole jacking off, yelling out someone's name business is just something from bad 80s movies. But no guy ever does that.
Oh, actually doing it.
Yeah, no guy ever yells, "I'm coming," and no guy ever yells out the name of some girlfriend. Listen, you're tight-lipped. I keep my mouth shut. I'm scared something's going to land in it. You know what I mean? I don't want to taste myself. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah.
You got him.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's good. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's good.
He's a good distance thrower.
Yeah, no. Don't stop. Yeah, baby. Come on now. Come on. Daddy's coming. Daddy's coming. Daddy's coming home. Well, that is true. I do that. Well, let me tell you something about semen flight.
At least we know you're practicing safe yet unsafe sex.
It is a spin of the sperm roulette wheel every time you take your penis in your own hand.
New man show bit here.
It really is, because sometimes the stuff dribbles out like a bird just crapped on your belly. And sometimes the stuff goes bouncing off the wall behind your head. You just never know. Drew, how does that work? Do you know what I mean?
Adam.
Let's get clinical.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I want to hear about the contractile force of the pubococcygeal muscle.
I had a lesbian friend that told me that a woman can ejaculate dynamically.
Yep, quite forcefully.
How does that happen if you don't have another woman who understands the orgasm, the multiple orgasms so much, she, you know, spends the time.
What is her question?
I never heard of a straight friend saying, you know, you can projectile orgasm just like a guy.
Not everyone can. We had long discussions about that in the show.
Let me tell you something about women and actually having a physical orgasm where something comes out of them. 97% of women can't do that. But the 3% who can are doing it for the other 97%. Keep going there, Drew.
Well, I thought that was all you were going to say.
All right, better just step right on the end and just start rambling there.
You're very sensitive.
A little point to make. That's all right.
I thought you made your point. Go ahead and make your next point.
All right, now go.
Come
right
on, big
there,
baby.
The point was the 3% does it for the 90%.
Yes.
I got that.
Okay.
Okay, but does it feel better?
Finish off a little comedy there, but go ahead. Just keep going.
I thought you were making a point.
No, just
okay.
You know.
Let's talk about does a 3% who projectile does that?
They don't do it all the time
anymore.
And some of them claim it's
just a physical phenomenon.
We spent a whole show interviewing just those women. And
really?
Some of them said sometimes it was bigger when that happened. Sometimes it didn't make any difference and it would just happen. Others claimed they had it all the time. Some of it never happened.
Really?
It's just...
So I was obviously tempted to be enticed into lengthy lesbian sex.
And most of them, right. And most of them were not with oral sex, remember? Most of them were during intercourse.
I don't remember that part of it. Yeah. But obviously with
the
lesbians...
How can you tell, really? If you're...
A lot comes out.
Okay.
Nicole?
Well, I'm sure the guys love that.
Yeah, they do the first time, but by 135, it's getting a little old. Nicole?
Uh-huh.
Hey, goofball, what's up? You're 15.
Okay. Lately, I don't know, I've just like...
Oh, boy.
Never mind.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
Nicole, do you have something to say, or is that it?
No, never mind.
All right, baby. Okay.
Well,
mom's in there. Oh, listen. Ooh. Mom? Nicole? Is that mom?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
You want us to put you back on hold and you get rid of your mom? Nicole?
Uh-huh.
Can we put you on hold?
Yeah.
And then we'll get back to you?
Uh-huh.
Is
your mom still in the room?
Yeah.
Mom bringing you down?
Yeah.
Can we talk to her?
Hello?
Oh, there she is.
Oh, there she is. Oh, is this Nicole's mother?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
You have a dynamite young lady for a daughter?
I'm sorry?
You have a wonderful young daughter. She's called our radio show.
Yeah, I was wondering why she was calling so late at night.
Oh, I see. Now, where do you guys live?
San Pedro.
Hell is Nicole's mom.
San Pedro. That is in the same time zone we're in, right?
Yes, right.
How old are you?
Excuse me?
How old are you?
I'm not going to give you any information until I find out who I'm talking
to. Yes, that's
to.
Actually, she deserves that.
Yes, so absolutely.
This is Menachem Begin.
No.
This is Loveline, the radio show.
Okay.
You're on live radio now.
Yes, right.
Locally, you're on K-Rock.
All right. We attempt to help young people who have questions about sometimes intimate problems, but other times just questions that mostly have to do with growing up and being teenagers. You know what I mean? Same questions you had when you were 15, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
So how old are you?
Well, again, I'm not going to answer. I'm her parent. My age is irrelevant.
You just sound really young, that's why.
Well, you know, what can I say?
All right. Hey, honey?
But I'm all right. Hey. Listening to you guys' show, and you guys should be ashamed of yourself.
All right. Well, can you do me a favor and blow me?
Thank you.
Old bag. Have fun, honey. Please.
Well, we know what her daughter's problem is.
Come over here and blow me, Mom.
Well, no, but here's the problem.
Who cares?
No, wait a minute.
I don't care.
If that daughter had
my age is not relevant. Oh, just go blow me.
Hey, look.
Who cares?
That's a compensation, though, for the fact that she had a baby when she was 15 or 16.
She sounded like it, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, now yes. She's hell-bent on... Right. But now, if Nicole's problem was real, that mom needs to know what's going on with Nicole, because that's some heavy...
Well, didn't she start out saying, I really love it when...
No, she has some... She didn't say it. I'm not going to repeat it here. What was on the screen was some very, very heavy stuff.
Well, here's the point.
Man, if mom's busy compensating and denying, she's going to miss this kid's need for dialogue.
You better be talking, Mom.
Well, let me tell you something.
Or let her talk to someone else.
Here's the deal. Nicole's problems, and poor Nicole is sitting home with Mom next to the radio listening to this, I'm sure. Nicole, if you drink, now's the time. Now's the time to have a shot. Nicole is 15, attracted to older guys. Was that the problem? And into a few things with those older guys.
Much
that
older guys.
15-year-old gals should not be into. Now,
let's talk about the older guys that shouldn't be into it.
Her mom would like to turn a deaf ear to it, and that's fine. And here's my point, Drew. I'd like to talk to people and see if we can help them, but I'm not going to talk them into it. Yeah. So if they don't want any help or they want to, you know, go read the Bible and lock the door, fine. Have fun. Enjoy.
Well, she won't be having fun.
I'm going to be at the Super Bowl motocross drunk on Saturday, laughing my ass off while you try to raise your wild daughter. So enjoy. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back.
Back in a minute.
Hey, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Shawnee Smith is our guest tonight. She's the kooky one from Becker. 9:30 Monday nights, CBS, season number 3. When's that on? After Everyone Loves Raymond?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good Monday night lineup there. You're
but
on
nobody knows that Ted Danson actually got nominated, too, for a Golden Globe this year.
Oh, he did?
Best actor. Yeah, CBS doesn't want anyone to know, but I'm letting the cat out of the bag.
Are you being facetious when you say that?
And no, it's just bizarre, like, how little... attention that the show Becker gets.
Maybe CBS is the issue, the cloud we've been under all these years.
Well, let me.
Are you guys CBS?
I don't know.
Oh,
we do. We work for CBS.
Yeah.
Oh, we do. All right. Well, that's why we don't get any attention.
Right.
Here's the thing, though.
At least I got here.
Let me tell you something about this sort of stealth TV show and radio show and all this stuff. There are plenty of TV shows out there that get a lot of attention. They get a spotlight. Some of them are good, like Sports Night or whatever. And they get a lot of press and they get a lot of talk and whatever, and then they're gone in 3 months and they're never heard of again. And there's a long list of these shows, and I can't remember them right now because they're only around for 3 months. And then there's shows that are just around, and people they know the name, but they're not on the cover of TV Guide. You don't hear them talked about on Entertainment Tonight. They don't get much press. But here's the thing. I think that's good.
Those are TV shows that people like, not that people TV like.
I think
part of us are like a bit nervous if the cat ever got out that the show is on the air and stuff, because we're like are often top 10. We're like the top 3 comedy, but we never ever get mentioned.
But that's the point. If your viewers like it, who cares what people in TV think?
No, that's not my point.
Yeah.
That's not my point.
All right, what's your point?
My point is I treat this show like an employee and the boss is CBS. And your office is very far away from the boss's office, and he doesn't come to your side of the factory very often.
Right, so and you that's just why work and work and work and work.
And you'll never get fired because he doesn't know you're there. As opposed to the guy who's always in the boss's office, but is always giving ideas to the boss. The boss could not like one of the ideas and fire the guy. You know, I mean, there's shows, and I don't want to compare you to Full House. But here goes. You know, there's a lot of shows out there, like Full House, like Suzanne Summers and Patrick Duffy. That show ran for like 8 or 9 years. No one even knew it was on the air. I think if someone would have found out it was on the air, it would have been canceled. I think if they would have went to that.
Is this Shawnee's concern, say?
I know. No, this. I think if someone would have found out that Full House, no, not Full House, but what the hell was that? Maybe it was Full House, just the nine of us, whatever that Suzanne Summers, yeah. Patrick Duffy piece of TGI Friday. No, not She's the Sheriff. No, they found out about that and canceled. What I'm saying is I have a theory
step
that
by step.
There's step by step.
Step by step. Who, step put, by
so,
step.
Who put that in your ear, Drew?
Somebody
because that wasn't you.
That was not me.
All right. Step by step. The point
Becker
is
and step by step.
I don't think ABC knew step by step was on the air. And for at least 6 of the 8 years it was on, if they would have found out about it, someone would have canceled it. You see what I'm saying?
But were they a top 10 show across the world?
I know. You guys,
nation?
You guys are actually a good show, so it sounds like I'm insulting you. All I'm saying is
no, I hear your
keep,
point. Totally.
Keep your low profile, make it to season number 4, and laugh all the way to the bank with the
right.
syndication money.
I hear you. Don't, I do. That is a very valid point.
Don't go into the office of the programmer and start stirring things up. He could focus his attention on you. Next thing you know, he decides he doesn't like the show and cancels you. That's what I'm saying.
I should have kept my mouth shut this morning with the read-through.
Keep a nice, yes. Keep a nice show that even your own network doesn't know is on the air.
Right. Yeah, well, whatever. It's working. Whatever.
You Why? Tell Ted if he wins that Golden Globe to send an Indian up there to accept. I don't want to see him up there. Danielle?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Uh-huh. Please don't be my sister.
Is Shannon, I'm guessing you have a sister named Danielle?
No, I do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sister named Danielle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Danielle.
No, I do.
Well, it just, all right. There we go.
No, you must be John Francisco.
You're 15. What's up?
I was raped 3 times over the summer. And ever since then, like, all I want is sex.
I see. 3 times.
Yeah. Well, one of the times it was statutory. It was consensual and all, but it was statutory.
How old was the guy?
21.
I see. And what were the other 2 times?
One of the times was also the same night with the 21-year-old, but the other one, I had to go to a...
Hold on. Same night?
Yeah.
All right. So you had sex with the same 21-year-old guy twice in one night?
No, a different 21.
No. There was a 16-year-old and a 21-year-old.
Okay, so the second one was the same night with a different guy.
Right.
Well, it's a big,
how was
busy
that,
night for you.
How was that rape, the second one?
Because they put something in my drink.
You were loaded, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jimmy put his penis in a Snapple that I drank once.
Actually, that's right.
That's right.
Well, he is putting something in his in my drink.
Yeah.
One guy was named Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Probably was Jimmy Kimmel. And what was the third instance of rape?
I had to go to an institution because I tried to commit suicide.
Uh-huh.
What was the third case of rape?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to.
At the
institution?
Yeah.
Oh, baby. What happened there?
A guy just ran in my room and pushed me down.
Wow.
And held my throat.
Did the hospital personnel find out about it?
Yeah, I told.
Good.
And what'd they do to the guy?
They kept him in the same place with me. They didn't believe me.
They didn't believe you.
Mm-mm. Awful.
I'm ready to do a little gambling on young Danielle.
It's sort of, it's kind of moot. I mean, she's into this, you know, trauma repetition compulsion.
What happened, baby? Where's daddy?
Sleeping.
Sleeping?
Yeah, I'm adopted.
Uh-huh.
How old were you when you were adopted?
Well, I've lived with these people all my life, but I was three. They're really my aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're torn out of the family at three, that means there's some serious chaos going on there.
My mom was a drug addict. Like every drug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was 15 when she had me.
Wow.
Right. Okay. So life's basically been a nightmare thus far, right?
Yeah.
Now, what are you into substances?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to.
What are you into?
Pot, acid, E.
Okay. Just pot, acid, and E, though?
And Baca.
Oh, and Baca?
What's Baca?
Lee Baca is running for sheriff out here.
Well, alcohol.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, duh. Hold on a second. Is that Baca? Sure. We what?
We're out of it.
We got to get hip. Yeah. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. So. We're going to get back with Danielle over here and sort out her miserable life after this.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Love Line, fast growing outlaw radio show in Southern California.
And the world.
Oh, yeah, and the nation. All right, yeah, I kind of dropped the ball on that one. Shawnee Smith is our guest tonight. She's from Becker, the Golden Globe-nominated Becker.
Thank you.
Ted Danson.
Congratulations, Ted.
9:30 Monday nights, CBS. What is this? His, 19th nomination? I mean, the guy's been nominated for a few Golden Globes in his day, hasn't he?
Yeah. Well, I told him, his ass-kissing is raised up now since he's been nominated, but if he loses, it's going to go down further than where it started.
Oh, really? He has won a few times, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I think he's been nominated a lot more times than he's... I don't know what it is, man. I think the guy is a brilliant actor, and especially, the genre that he does.
I don't see him on the talk show circuit too often. Am I missing him, or am I right about that? Is he kind of a private guy?
Man, I said to him all the time, you should be on the cover of, you should be, doing sexy covers of magazines. And
but didn't he go through all that? He sort of did that when he was younger.
Well, he had all those years on Cheers, and I think he's kind of been there, done that. But I think he would do it again. But I don't know, people around him are lying to him, saying people don't... He says to me, they don't want me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how can that... I just don't buy it. So whoever wants Ted out there, just give him a call and say Shawnee said to call.
Well, it may be just that I haven't caught him, but I don't... He seems to keep a fairly low profile for a guy who's fairly well-known and the star of a sitcom that's on prime time. I mean, maybe it's just keeping with the pattern and theme of the whole show that he's getting passed over and not getting the recognition he deserves. But I don't see the guy on the magazine covers. I don't see him on The Tonight Show. I just don't see him around.
Well, would you like him here on Loveline? Because I'll talk to him.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that'll be our first test, We'll see, if they're not asking or if he's turning them down.
Well, I'm sure we were turned down by him. I know. I know that for a fact.
I think he'd have a great time on this show.
Well, we'd love to have him. So when you see him, when do you see him next?
Tomorrow morning at 9:30.
You can't talk to him tonight? You'll see him at 6:30 tomorrow morning? Yeah, that's a ways off. That's, what are we, 7.5 hours away? No, when you see him tomorrow, tell him we'd love to have him on the show.
I will. Ted's a pretty cool guy.
He seems that way, and I like anybody I don't see too much.
He's out of his mind, yeah.
Well, I like people. I like it's the people I don't trust are the people that are coming out with their own waffle makers on the on the Hawk Your Junk channel, and the people that are writing books that no one cares about, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like us, Drew. All right, like Drew. Danielle.
Yeah.
All right. So you're 15.
Huh.
You've been getting raped quite a bit. A summer chock full of rape.
She was abandoned as a child.
Yes, you come from this horrible family. You're into substance abuse. And where are you living now? Are you back home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was in a hospital. I just got out in October, the middle of October.
Have you ever been involved in recovery at all?
In what?
Recovery? Drug addiction recovery?
We'll take that as a no.
Yeah.
In what?
You really need to look into some recovery, right? Some addiction treatment. Yeah. You need to do that. And realize that I was telling Shawnee during the break that what happens when somebody has the sort of usual fabric of safety of the normal social structure ripped away, and they are rendered completely powerless in some sort of traumatizing situation. The arousal of that etches into the brain a pattern that causes them to go out to try to master that by reenacting it over and over and over again. And so while this awful rape thing was, you know, something you would ultimately avoid, the acknowledgement of the powerlessness is more painful than actually a pushing that away by trying to master it by repeatedly engaging in the same behavior.
I'm sure she absorbed all of that, Drew.
Well, like, simply put, like, if you follow your feelings and where you're... where your feelings kind of naturally take you, you're going to, like, they're just going to kind of keep leading you down the same road. And if you check out some, maybe some recovery things, it might give you some different tools, which you'll feel totally weird at the time and, like, foreign and not as arousing as what you know, which is what you're
right.
repeating.
And the arousal is where the attraction is. But you know, you're that little voice inside you that goes, geez, why am I doing this? This is not right for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's your real instinct. That's really where you want to be. And the attractions and the arousals associated with that is all just side effect from having been traumatized so badly.
Okay, well, I go to, like, three counselors right now. One's a drug addiction.
Good.
The other one's a rape crisis.
Well, why don't you get with this? You've got lots of treatment at your disposal. Get with it.
I'm bipolar.
No excuses. Get with it. Do the program. Follow direction.
Okay, but see, I put myself in the places.
Right.
No.
My fault, because
No. That's what common to blame yourself. That again, it's avoiding that powerlessness. Where it's more less painful to take responsibility for these things that you had no control over. A guy ran into your room when you were in a hospital and raped you. Somebody put something in your drink and raped you.
Well, wait a minute.
Out loud.
She is taking responsibility for it.
No. It's not. These were random things that were not her responsibility. The point is, rather than experience the powerlessness, which is the more painful issue, you should rather say, "No, it's my fault."
Right. I put myself there, and then you get this whole, you know, period
Well, let's work with her logic and say, don't put yourself there anymore. Can you do that?
Yeah, well, you're not thinking, your mind's not functioning logically when your brain and this, like, feeling or sensation is overpowering, especially when you're so young. I mean, it seems like until you get sick and tired of ending up in the same place enough, are you willing to, like, behave differently or try different things that are totally new that just aren't familiar. Like, seems like human beings are creatures of habit, and we like what we know, even if it sucks and it hurts.
Okay, but see, you have to realize this is really hard for me. The medicine that I'm taking, none of it works for me.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't you talk to your counselor, your psychiatrist about that, and see if you can get it adjusted.
Well, we've been doing that and nothing works.
Well, listen, nothing's going to work if you just keep declaring nothing works.
Right.
I mean, here's the deal, because we're out of time, and I'm going to close this up by saying this. Danny, I've talked to 1,000 of you in the 5 years I've been here, and the future is not bright unless you really make some effort to make some change. Going on instinct and just kind of floating with the flow, the way the wind blows, it's going to blow you right into hell. You understand?
Yeah.
You're going to have to work. And it's sad.
Not the way the wind blows you, but the way every feeling in your body and mind is driving you to go.
Easy, baby.
Sometimes.
Getting a little cathartic for Shani over here.
No, but sometimes
it's true. I'm saying is because of your past, and I'm sorry it happened to you, but it does happen to people, you're going to have to work harder than most people in order to have the kind of life that they didn't seem to have to work so hard for.
That's well put.
It's going to be a full-time job for you to stay out of trouble, to stay straight, to not get loaded, to not get raped, to not get pregnant. It's going to be an effort. But you know what? You have no alternative. That is it. It's either that or be, you know, pregnant junkie at 16.
Right.
So you're in the hands of some people who can help you. Let them help you and work with it. That's it. It's going to be slow, but you're 15. You're young. You started early. You can still have a great life, all right? But you got to work. I mean, this is the way life is in many, many respects. I mean, there's some people that don't start off with all the advantages. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's mental or emotional. And for those people where sometimes reading doesn't come easy to people, now I'm getting cathartic. Math doesn't come easy to some people. Some people have difficulty. They're not the smartest. They're not the tallest. They're not the best looking. There's some people that eat half a baked potato and put on 20 pounds. those people. And then there's some people that go to Carl's Jr., stick their head in the deep fryer, and don't put on an ounce. The people that put the weight on are going to have to work. They've got to work harder. That's it. It'll probably make you a better person in many ways, but you're going to have to work at it. All right, Alex, I'm going to go home and jack off a nap after this, by the way.
Keep your mouth closed.
Oh, yes.
Nice. And wear those goggles.
Don't need any of my seed planted in my own soil. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Alex?
Yeah.
You're 15. What's up?
It's like, I think I'm attracted to guys, but I want to be straight because all my friends are straight, you know?
Right.
It's like pressuring.
Mm. Sure.
I don't know what to do.
Why do you think you're attracted to guys?
What does that mean?
No, I just mean, you know, have you ever had an encounter with a guy?
Yeah.
You have?
Yes, I have.
How old were you?
I was 13.
Yeah, how old was the guy?
He was 15.
All right. And do you like have like a gay erotica you like to look at?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
No.
Well, those are the ones where the guy's cornholing the other guy. You know what I'm talking about? One guy's wearing like a leather cap. And he's cornholing another young gent. You've seen those?
Obviously, you have.
Yeah. Fantastic. It's art. It's really is what it is. It's I don't look at his pornography. I look at his expression of art and love. Sure.
They're popular at the motocross.
Sure. Alex.
Yeah.
You ever get on the internet and look at, you know, guys doing stuff to guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's probably what you're into.
Have you been with a woman? Did it do anything for you?
No.
No and no, or no?
No and no.
You haven't been with a woman?
No.
Had no desire to?
Right.
All right. So, you're gay. Drew, what's
vibe? I don't get the right feel.
Getting like a bogus vibe?
Yeah,
there.
Definite bogus vibe. But
having trouble answering the questions.
But also no feeling. And this is a very painful thing for a young guy to deal with. Which
sure,
is,
getting in the ass?
No, which is, gee, I want to be heterosexual. I expect to be heterosexual. I'm ashamed of these same-sex feelings I'm having. I want to wish them away. How do I deal with this? And most guys at 15...
So
Anderson, put that on a cart, by the way, if you could, about Drew wishing he was heterosexual and wishing he wasn't attracted to men. Yeah, go ahead and mark that one down.
And most guys
who
are calling with that will call with, how do I wish that away? How do I make that go away? Mm-hmm. Because they still cling to a belief that they can. And just grappling with that is a very painful process. And what most... I recommend most... kids that age, whether male or female, dealing with same-sex orientation, is get in touch with the Gay and Lesbian Youth Center in your area and deal with people who've been through this so you can get some support with what it's like as you sort of dig through this experience.
All right, well, that's what he should do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Right.
Jason.
Yes.
You're 16. What's up?
Adam, I just want to say that you're a genius.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm kind of worried about testicular cancer a little bit. I've kind of had like a... I think it's called the vas deferens from what I learned in health class.
Yeah, why don't you go have somebody who knows the difference take a feel?
Well, I'm...
Well, let him finish, please, Drew.
Sometimes it kind of feels like it's swollen a little bit, and then it kind of goes down, but it's just, like, really, really sensitive, kind of, like, really big in circumference, like a big cord running from my testicle all the way.
Now, I can tell him what that is, but it doesn't make my difference.
Go ahead, tell him what it is.
It has nothing to do with testicular cancer, right?
Okay.
You probably have epididymitis, which is inflammation of the cap that sits on top of the testy, and the spermatic cord will thicken and get inflamed in reaction to that. But you need to see a doctor. I don't know why you're messing around with this on your own without letting someone take a look at it and treat it.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
there, Jason.
All right, later.
All right.
That was easy.
Well, Drew, don't come down on the kid.
Well, I get very frustrated with people.
Especially when he loves Adam so much.
Yeah, he thinks I'm a genius.
That's the thing. I think that's what triggered
which
him.
Which makes him a genius. By the way, if any of you want to be labeled with the genius tag, all you have to do is proclaim me a genius or savior, and I'll immediately label you a genius. You see how easy it is? Well, go ahead, Drew.
You're my personal savior.
You're a genius.
Okay.
Go ahead. Did you want to finish that thought?
No.
No, not the genius thought. The thought about this man doing his own.
No, I just in general, it frustrates me when people to do their own. I mean, do their own care. You know, do their own health care. So, what are you waiting for? You have a problem.
But understand, when you're a teenager and there has to do with your nether regions, and you're a little bit tentative about having somebody take a look at that area, you'd like to sort of suss it out for yourself. Like the time I lanced the carbuncle on my anus.
Yeah, but you had no problem with your people looking.
What's a carbuncle?
Big ass.
Well, see, I didn't know either. Until I lanced it.
I mean, I could probably guess, but...
Yeah, close your eyes. All right, you're picturing my anus? Now picture a giant carbuncle on it.
It, like, has arms and legs and...
Carbuncle's one of those words, it's like slinky. You know what it means just by the word. You know what I'm saying? Carbuncle, slinky.
Everyone loves a carbuncle.
It's carbuncles, carbuncle. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. For carbuncle. Yeah, it's fun for a girl and a boy. Jessica?
Hi.
You're 13. What's up, Totes?
Okay, like, you're a god.
Oh, you're a genius.
Oh, you're a genius.
Very smart.
Okay, well, I can't talk that loudly because, like, my parents aren't in the room.
They're?
Mm. And they're, like, sleeping.
We've had one parent encounter tonight. That was enough.
That's right.
Yeah, and she would, like, freak out.
What's your problem, baby?
Well, like, people are, like, sexually harassing me and, like offering money to, like, give them PJs and...
Why?
Like
that. Why?
Well, wait a minute. How much?
Why?
$5.
Why is this happening to you?
Well, let the $5 hoe take and smack at that one.
Where did this come from?
I seriously take offense to it.
Why? Yeah, why did this happen to you? Where did that come from?
Well, like, I thought, like, I could trust this, like, guy and, like...
A what?
Okay, well, in the summer, like, I did, and, like, I told this one guy because, like, I thought I could trust him and stuff.
You told him what?
That I gave these two guys BJs.
I see. So the fact that you did that... is something that sort of made you the object of these guys' ridicule, huh?
Yeah, but I only told one person. I told not. Yeah,
all right. Well, he obviously did
for free. You gave these guys the BJs.
Well, I like them.
Oh, I see. So you give a freebie if you like the guy.
That's pretty.
Let me tell you something about men. You tell one, they can't wait to tell the next, tell the next, tell the next, tell the next.
Yeah. I know. Well, now I realize that.
Yeah, but that's why the one
that's
wants to. That's why
crappy
he wants.
Way to learn that lesson.
But imagine
that's why he wants to know.
Yeah,
he wants to tell other people.
He wants to gain stature by delivering the messages.
Right.
But imagine how awful that would feel at 13.
Yeah.
Your whole school is objectifying you and treating you like crap for something you.
Of course, if it was a guy doing it, he'd be a hero.
That's the beauty of that double standard. But listen.
You're a genius.
Thank you. Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. The good news is there's probably plenty other gals at the school have been handing these out, too, if I know America today. So it's not like you're the only one who's done it.
Oh, my God. Okay, my brother's listening.
Okay, but, oh, boy.
Okay.
That's going to kill his jack for that.
Is he older? Can he kick some...
No, he knows.
How old is he?
16.
We'll have him take care of the guys.
No. Listen, Jessica.
Yeah, would.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Listen, all you have to do is not respond and it'll go away.
Yeah, he's right.
Very shortly.
He's right.
Adam?
Yes.
You're all over my notebook.
Oh, are you kidding?
Mm-mm,
this
I'm
is the best
kidding.
Day of my life.
And
is my name on your notebook?
Yeah, Adam, it's an Adam Carolla love line, and you and Dr. Drew are, like, all over it, and, like, oh, my God, I love you so much.
Wait a minute. What kind of notebook? Peachy folder or the blue denim kind?
No, it's a big one, and it's you are the only person in it.
Yeah, how do you spell my last name, huh?
It's on my password also, and my instant messenger is Adam C's Juggy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, what password? What's a password
for the computer?
Adam 3636.
Nice. And now, is my last name on your notebook, too?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
You spell that C-O-R or C-A-R? Because a lot of people misspell
it.
Yeah, see, it's C-A-R.
Oh.
A lot of people misspell
it. That's what I meant.
You got it, C-A-R?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
O-L-L-A, right? Mm-hmm. All right, put some hearts by it, right?
I will.
Yeah.
And I have the picture, like, it's like a passion picture, and it has a kiss on it. Like.
What's a passion picture?
I don't know. What's a passion picture?
I don't know. It's on your website or something like that.
On your website?
I don't know. What website? Whose website?
I don't know. Some, like,
the one you have to pay to see.
No, it's on an unofficial or something. My friend Sasha called because she's bulimic, and she told you to say hi to me, and you did, and I was, like, freaking out that, like, whole week.
Okay, babe. Well, let's get back to the oral sex prom.
Okay. Sorry.
Now, listen.
What they all say.
Here's the deal. These are these guys are like seeds, and they need watering. And if you don't water them, they'll never
grow.
They
dry up.
They dry up and blow away. So just keep walking.
Watch it with the references.
Yes, blow away. They'll just keep walking and just keep looking forward and just stare at the name of your God and Savior, which is on the front of your notebook as you walk.
Yeah, it is.
And hold it next to your bosom as you walk down the hall and gain strength from that. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good.
Hey, I
will always be with you.
Is it right if I visit you?
Yes.
I'm coming down in February.
You're going down in February?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to see you with Sasha, and we're making a movie for you.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Washington.
Okay, because you're going to be 14 in February? Because 13 is a little... when are you going to be 14?
October 27th.
All right. Well,
don't
listen.
Don't water the plant.
I'll make an exception just this one time.
Thank you. I love you so much.
All right, Jessica, you come visit us when you come down here.
Okay.
Bring that notebook.
You're in Culver City, right?
Yes. Bring that notebook with you, would you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good times.
I'm gonna make a second one.
All right. Now listen. Don't give oral sex to anybody.
I won't.
Until you see me. Okay. Well, no, I don't mean she was gonna perform on me. I just meant in that time period.
You're trying to have a positive...
He's just trying to set goals.
A positive influence over the young lady. Yes.
That's right.
Finally.
Right.
I'll tell you, being on someone's notebook means you've arrived. It really does. I really feel good about that. Because I remember...
Didn't you get that when you were 13?
When I was 13, people had Jethro Tull on their notebook and...
Cat Stevens.
No, that's when you were 13. No, they had, like, Tull and Zeppelin and Aerosmith, and that's what they would write. And then once in a while, you might get, like, a chick with a Leif Garrett or something like that, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think in my time what that was.
Well, you went to a different kind of school than
Stevens
I did. You had,
there.
Like, a Bella Abzug written on your on your notebook. Then she drew, I was ahead of your crowd you ran with, right?
Yeah, she was.
All right. Jasmine?
Jasmine?
Yeah.
Hi.
You're 20. What's up?
Can you hold on a second?
All right, we're going to put you on hold anyway. We are going to put you on hold.
We'll take a little break, all right?
Okay.
All right, baby, hang on.
Maybe his parents are hanging out with them. That's good.
Yeah, people can't talk tonight. It's great. Like, they're all calling, and the warden is coming down the hallway.
Quality time.
Shawnee Smith is our guest tonight. She's a delightful young gal. Really,
consistent
Jimmy,
applause.
Jimmy was right about you. He had a good feeling about you. She's from Becker. That is 9:30 on Monday nights at CBS. Don't tell anyone about it.
Yes.
They're keeping a low profile and sliding right under the radar.
Don't blow our cover.
We will take a little break, and we'll be back with Jasmine after this.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
It's Loveline, ma'am. Girl, Dr. Drew over there. Shawnee Smith is our guest tonight. She's from Becker. Plays Becker's assistant at the office there, the cantankerous Ted Danson, who's up for another Golden Globe, by the way, but nobody cares. Ted will be on the show next week, though, when Shawnee weaves her magic tomorrow morning by convincing him to come on the show, make a rare appearance, right?
Yeah. It shouldn't take much, a couple of sexual favors.
9:30 on who's, who would be handing, who would the favor be? Would that be you providing the favor?
Ted's no, I let him give me a couple favors. And
right.
It's easy.
9:30 Monday nights, CBS. You can also find Shawnee and her band, Five Dollar Ho.
www.
That would be Sunday night at the House of Blues, 9:30 too, right?
Right. Or on the website, you can see pictures, reviews, gigs.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't have a book, but I got a website.
FiveDollarHo.com.
www.
FiveDollarHo.com?
Yep.
Want to spell that one more time?
FYDOLLAHO.
One word.
One word.
All righty. All right there, Drewski. I know there's some, I think there's some, like, unofficial Loveline websites and fan things.
Apparently.
And stuff like that, but I have never seen one of them, ever. And I have no idea where they are, how you find them, or what pictures are on there, or what kind of lies they're telling about us. Jasmine?
Yeah.
So you're 20.
Uh-huh.
You can talk now?
Yeah.
All right.
I have it's not really a problem, but I'm attracted to older married men, and I want to know why that is.
Well, that sounds like a problem
Daddy.
To me.
Daddy!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Daddy?
Daddy.
He's home.
Yeah? You love him?
No.
He didn't pay enough attention growing up?
Or too much.
Alcoholic?
Not really.
What'd daddy do?
Has his own business.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Not around.
Not really. Mm. I'm not too close.
How come?
I don't know. We don't get along.
How come?
Oh, leave
just
her alone.
See if we get some.
Well, how much silence can we tolerate on this show?
You can't tolerate much.
Well, for Christ's sake.
She took a breath. She's breathing.
All right. Jasmine, how come you didn't get along?
I don't know. Just because.
Okay. Hold on. Where's my scratch pad?
You got that?
Because. You said because?
Yeah.
All right, Drew. You satisfied? Yeah. All right, I think we now have enough information that we can...
He doesn't really approve of my friends or anything I do, and I'm not...
You kind of want to piss him off, though, don't you?
I'm sorry?
You sort of want to piss him off, don't you?
No, I see where you're going with this.
Well, it seems like everything I do does anyway.
Right. Well, you're not going to disappoint him by not disappointing
right.
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're angry at him now, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, but
yeah.
I'm not...
Okay. Can you move out of the house?
No, not really.
Why? 20.
Huh?
You're 20. Why not?
Just because of cultural differences.
Where are you from?
Not from here. I was.
All right.
I grew up here, wasn't born.
Wait, where were we born?
You weren't born here?
Yeah.
I see.
Where were we born?
Oh, shot. Not born here, right?
In Eastern Europe.
Oh, you're so... Drew, you're so lucky that Drew asked you where you were born, because I was so close to hanging up on your boring ass.
So European family, it's European family do tend to be very, very tight
good.
And meshed.
Good. Stay home and live with Dan. Date 50-year-old guys.
Look, you're pissed, whether you realize it or not. You need some nourishment that helps you individuate and be a separate whole person, and that you're not getting it from your family.
See about moving out of the house. Could you do that? Your dad wouldn't care. Just move out. All right, baby. Good times. Boy, I'll tell you. She was very forthright. I'll tell you. She must have been some sort of auctioneer.
I assume Jesus they're Christ. Like 13, 15, but she's 20. Like,
she's 20.
Who cares? Get
listen,
out. Date who you want. If you want to give those older guys the pleasure, then...
She's angry at everyone. Listen, all you a-holes. I understand you're mad at the world and every male's daddy, and you got a problem, except for you don't have a problem, but you want to call, but you don't want to talk about it. Screw you. Go rot in your own hell. I don't want
really
to talk
feel?
To you. Don't call this show, you idiots. If you can't talk, if I'm asking you, if there's cultural problems about where your family's origin, and I ask you where you're from, and your answer is not from here, blow me. Get rid of you assholes. Don't call the show. Mindy?
Yeah?
You're 17.
Yeah.
I've had it up to here with you already. What do you want?
What's up, Mindy?
Well, see, when me and my boyfriend have sex,
yeah.
14. Nice.
All right, you're back. You're back in my good graces, by the way.
Well, like, he pulled out this one time, and I looked down there, and his balls, like, shrunk. They were, like, shrunken.
They pull up, like landing gear.
That's yeah. right.
And that's called the cremasteric response.
Yeah. They want to be protected during the sex. They don't want to get injured.
Some guys, this is a question.
I'm going to cremastoric.
It was a period of the dinosaur evolution.
Right after the Bronze Age, it was a cremastoric.
Jurassic, cremastoric.
Then the Bronze.
What's it called?
Cremasteric.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, Mindy.
Uh-huh.
You ever watch those nature films? You see where the shark attacks and that little membrane goes over the eyes? The eyes roll back. You know why? It's so the shark doesn't hurt its eye when it's eating something. And that's what the nuts do. They don't want to be injured during sex. Flopping
baby,
around.
Don't look.
And here's, we get this.
Nuts are long. I get going sexually, I get wedged in an asshole.
You're long in the nuts?
Yeah, I'm long in the nuts. Short in the penis, long in the nuts. I get going fast enough, it has a sort of pendulum effect.
Yeah, I thought it was like
lucky
piston.
You.
Well, they were like
slaps
really
back and
small.
Forth.
Like they were like the size of like a little bigger than marbles.
It happens.
Well, I often get called a question to these colleges I go and speak at by guys whose testes sort of rolls up into the inguinal canal, like it gets up into where the body joins the leg.
Yeah.
And they actually feel it suck up into there.
But
and
that's not what this is.
It can do that, and that's part of the cremasteric response, too. And when guys ejaculate, some guys get one side or the other where that will roll up.
He's fine, Minnie.
They push it back down.
I'm more concerned with the part about him pulling out and you being 14.
Well, I didn't want him to come
in
me.
Yeah,
oh,
but
enough said.
Mindy, you can still get pregnant without the pulling. Even though he pulled out, get pregnant.
She thought I was concerned about the fact that he pulled out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, how come he didn't just come in you or on you or something, up you? I'm very concerned about the fact that he pulled out.
She's like, I closed my mouth. What's the problem?
Well, I didn't want him to come. You want to hear? You want? Yes, that is the IQ of our listeners in a nutshell. That is the answer.
I'm more concerned
about this 14-year-old who's having sex with you and pulling out. Response: well, I didn't want him to come in me.
All right.
That
concrete.
That's what I'm like. Hey, Mindy.
Uh-huh.
Listen here, goofball. You're going to be pregnant by your 15th birthday.
Do you understand that you can get pregnant even though he pulls out?
I'm not worried about it,
Mindy.
Yeah, I'm on birth control.
All right.
Well, what are you taking?
Huh? The shot.
Depo-provera.
Oh.
Who put you on that?
My mom.
Wow. Boy, that's a real hillbilly move there, boy.
My mom was like a hippie.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
What about, like, does no one worry about STDs at 14 or...
You know, the 14-year-olds are absolutely not going to get STDs.
They're impervious.
Yeah, impervious. They have a special barrier. We're trying to figure out what that barrier
is. Is that herpervious or impervious? Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you, this boyfriend of hers really hit a gold mine. Hippie mom shot her up
yeah,
with the depot,
right.
And now he's just humping
Woo-hoo!
Away.
Hey, go
to,
mom.
Need to get a condom. You still can get STDs, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. You know what's interesting about that cremasteric response, and I think that's the
Nothing.
Same thing we're talking
Nothing.
About. No. The sac skin actually gets 200 times thicker.
The dartos tunic.
Is that what that
pulls
is?
In.
Yeah, it pulls in, but I mean, it seems like it
becomes tough as a buffalo hide.
But I mean, it goes from this long, elastic, elongated origami type substance to this thick, very thick skin.
From, it's like a tissue paper to like the surface of a triceratops.
No, it looks like a squirrel's brain.
Yeah,
is attached to the other side of your Johnson. Look at the brain. It's like a walnut-sized brain, isn't that? And the skin goes from paper thin to, like, light coming through it thin to super thick.
Mm-hmm. That's kind
of
hot.
How does that work?
That is the magic of the dartos tunic.
Where else is your
skin
get thicker?
Male.
Ooh.
Stuff.
How about that?
I heard you cuss.
Listen, that book doesn't illustrate anything.
I'll show you.
Yeah, but it's not going to explain how it works. It's just going to show me a guy's nuts.
Help you understand it.
I don't want to see
any
more nuts.
Well, it must thicken up to protect the sperm,
right? Well, it protects not the sperm, but the factory.
The factory, yeah. I mean, those future babies.
Yeah, it's like when they, it's like putting...
You know what's crazy is that each one of us is the winning sperm of, like, how many billions, right? Like, more people than on the planet.
Quite a
esoteric.
Yeah, esoteric.
You want to get high after the show? We can really freak ourselves out.
I'm still recovering from New Year's.
I'm on TV, man. Me too.
Me, the sperm. The one sperm that lived...
The one sperm...
Let's get high enough.
Is on...
Fought his way through.
A show with the... With the dude, Sammy, who owned the bar, man.
Bro.
All right. We will take ourselves a break. We'll be back with Shawnee Smith.
You got to pee, don't you?
That's we're not taking a break
yet? What are
you
so early for? It's 4 minutes early.
4 minutes early. Break.
All right, let's break.
Let's
I got to pee.
Break now.
I got to pee. Let's go.
How dare you?
Let's
Anderson, what do you want?
We just confuse everyone every night.
I break late every night. Now I'm trying to break on time. So should me.
Let's pee. Let's
You're go. Always complaining I don't break on time. Aren't we supposed to break at
38.
38?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not 37?
Yeah.
What is it, Anderson? What is the official time we're supposed to break? 38.
And you worry about a chick taking a breath?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you want plugs for the show or are you okay on your own?
You mean Becker 9:30 Monday nights?
No, I was talking more
CBS,
about the House of Blues show.
www.fightalaho.com, House of Blues Sunday.
Yeah.
Night, 9:30.
Yeah, you want me to give those plugs
yeah,
or not?
Yeah, please.
All right.
You're a genius.
All right, we'll be back.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. He's Dr. Drew. Shawnee Smith is our guest tonight from Becker. CBS, 9:30, Monday nights. Golden Globe nominated Becker. Well, actually, the actor plays Becker. He'll be on the show tomorrow night, right? You talk to Ted for us.
I'm going to get Ted here.
Tell him we're fans. We like to see him.
Yeah.
Seems like a laid-back guy. What day do you guys film?
Tuesday.
So your schedule is you have, like, the table read on, like, Wednesday or something, uh-huh. And then it's a good life.
It's a tough life over a half hour.
Sitcom life, right?
Yeah. It's like another universe from an hour show.
The only, the tough days are the tape days and the day before the tape day.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of easy days in there, too, right? The table read day is a pretty easy day, right?
Yeah. Well, if you do any, like, one film any day on a half-hour show is not, like, even film day, especially when Andy Ackerman's directing it.
Does Andy Ackerman do Becker?
Uh-huh.
Who's Andy Ackerman?
He did Seinfeld.
Oh. So what does that mean?
It means he's fast.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That's good. So how long's a tape day for you?
It's like 11 hours.
Well, that's a pretty long day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, table read day's a couple hours, right?
Table read's like an hour.
Hour. You so know. That's Wednesday.
That's Wednesday. Thursday and Friday are like 9:30 to 4:30.
I mean, just kind of walking around, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, they call you when they need you, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a good gig.
Yeah. It's a bit like we were having lunch today after the table read, and I was looking around the table. I'm like, it's like I have two bands. I got my band, and then I have, like, my cast of Becker.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I mean, half-hour comedy is a bit like having, like, music, you know? It's you work off each other. It's fast. You rewrite it every day. You fine-tune it, and then you, like, perform it for a live audience.
How much input do you have in the writing?
Oh, as little as possible.
Yeah. Oh, you're so lucky. And thank God you have people to hand you stuff that's not garbage.
Yeah, those writers are we're pretty spoiled. I don't know if leaving Las Vegas was pretty amazing. But if you think of all the hours we've put together on three seasons of Becker of half hours, it like blows away any 2 hours of movie I've ever done. The writing's right. good.
You've done some pretty crappy movies.
Yeah. Hey, man, I did The Blob.
Oh, yeah.
Screw you.
You did The Blob, really?
Yeah, remake, of course.
You did the one that came out like 15 years ago, Blob, or is there another Blob?
There was a remake, yeah.
Well, there was a remake of The Blob that came out in the 60s, right?
Oh, was that the second one? Well, what did Steve McQueen do?
Well, there was
early
60s.
Apparently, I researched this movie.
Yeah, there was a Blob in the 60s, right? And then there was a remake in the mid 80s or somewhere around there. And then they had a third Blob?
No.
Who decided that was scary, by the way, The Blob? You know what I mean? It sounds like your fat aunt from Poughkeepsie came to stay the weekend or something at The Blob. That doesn't instill a lot of fear in people, does it?
No.
Oh, what is it? Hey, what do you mean, what is it?
How about the movie
blob,
poster in Mexico? El Blob.
El Blob. Emily?
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I start, like, getting horny at, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it goes on to, like, at 10 o'clock at night.
Nice.
Woo!
Where were you when I was in high school? And do you have a boyfriend?
Nope.
I'm like, and this is a problem because...
It's annoying. It annoys me.
And how does it annoy you?
It just is annoying to me. It bothers me.
Hold on.
Why?
I can grab my pad again. How's it annoying to you?
It's just annoying.
You're saying it's just, I got to find a pen.
Because there's nothing I can do about it.
I see, but... Is it to the point where you can't get your homework done because you're so distracted? Do you constantly masturbate?
No, I never.
You rub up against guys in the hallway?
No.
You never masturbate?
Uh-uh.
Why?
It just does nothing for me at all.
Yeah. Well, you got to do it to get something.
You see the difference between men and women?
Yeah.
Women are so stupid. They're like, I'm starving. Why don't you eat something? No, never.
It does nothing for me.
It doesn't do anything for me. What do you mean? I think it would. I think a big pizza would probably help. No, wouldn't do it.
That's too weird.
Yeah, I can't go to that pizza place. That place in myself. Not
no
the place where they make the pizza, but the place in myself where I eat the pizza. I have to go to that place. I can't find that place.
I have to light some candles.
I can light some candles. I can get in the tub. I'm going to talk about this with somebody.
They like, might be able to eat the pizza, but it still would be weird.
Yeah, you understand why women are such a pain in the ass? She's horny. She refuses to masturbate. And will not even consider it. What is wrong?
No, I've tried it. It just doesn't work for me.
Well, how long did you try it for?
I've tried it on several occasions. It just doesn't get me. I don't get pleasure from it.
Like,
have you been with a man?
Yeah.
And did you get pleasure from that?
Yeah.
And did you have an orgasm?
Yeah.
Wow. Through intercourse?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
16. That's
16.
And where is this man?
Oh, I was abused when I was a child. I don't know.
Are you sexually abused?
Uh-huh.
Ah. Uh-huh. This is that.
I was raped for 3 years by my older brother.
Well, just 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what happens then is that, like we talked about earlier about people...
Hold on a second. By your biological older brother?
Uh-huh.
I mean, somebody abused him.
Okay, but hold on. You had sex with your biological older
brother? Well, not by choice.
No, I don't want to mean... It's not your fault.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying is for 3 years, you had intercourse with your older brother.
Uh-huh.
And how old were you when this started?
9.
And how old was he?
11.
Oh, boy. And
How do a 9 and 11-year-old...
What's he doing?
That's the point. For the 11-year-old who initiated this to know how to do this, he had to have been sexually abused by an adult.
Yeah.
Or another child who'd been sexually
abused.
What's
your brother's story?
I don't know. He's asleep in the room next to me.
Right.
I still live with him.
Nice.
I see. And what's the family story?
Nothing. My parents have been married for 20 years.
And did they ever find out about this?
I just told my mom in November.
And how does she take that?
She just thinks he...
Well...
That's about as far as it went.
Did she already know he was messed up?
No. But he's always been physically abusive.
Did anybody work on getting some treatment for you guys?
No. He doesn't know that I even remember.
Yeah, but your mom knows now, and so it's about time you guys get some professional help. Because this is what happens, again, as we talked earlier, is people getting these repetitions where having been highly aroused in a powerless situation,
yeah,
you go out and try to reenact
Jesus,
those things. The
baby.
Other thing that is that all your feelings become sort of sexualized, and that's why it's so distracting to you. Everything becomes converted into sex.
Yeah, that's all I think about. My friends get so annoyed.
Hey, listen, Emily. This is not the kind of thing that's going to be able to be swept under the carpet psychologically.
Uh-huh.
You will have to either deal with it in counseling, or it will be with you and run and be the guiding force in your life for your entire life, whether you know it or not.
You really think so?
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't think so. I know so.
Really?
Yes.
I've been put on medication because I thought I was like depressed.
Well, you probably were, but be that as it may, you've got some serious sort of dynamic issues.
I'm sorry this happened to you, but it has to be dealt with, and your brother needs to be looked at and evaluated as well, because this is the kind of guy who could do a lot of damage
to other kids.
Everybody thinks he's normal. He's going to the Air Force Academy.
Oh,
good.
He's going to be in charge of our government.
Well, they don't promote you from private to in charge of government for at least 18 months. So we don't have to worry about that.
It makes me nervous.
Yeah. Well, thank God he'll have a gun in his hand. Well, hopefully he'll get hit by some friendly fire or something.
Yeah, I just hope he kind of crashes on the airplane.
Nice.
Wait a minute. That stuff costs taxpayers a lot of money. Let's hope he's stabbed in a bar.
Okay.
Well, what about the 11-year-old that started this?
Million-dollar aircraft.
Like, what about that? I mean, there's not many just purely evil 11-year-olds that like to rape their sisters, right? Like, what happened to him? What started it?
I don't know. I think he found a book or something. No.
Unless it was one of those books that was, possessed by spirits.
I never really thought about it. I honestly don't.
I wonder who did it to him that he's never going to talk about.
What's up with your dad?
Completely normal.
Is he in the Air Force?
No.
Is he a very strict guy?
No.
What's he do for a living?
He works at a hospital.
What's he do there?
He's in charge of materials.
I see. The fabric, paisleys, things like that, corduroy?
Supplies.
Wears, like, x-ray machines and
I see. And... All right. Maybe he got a little dose of radiation or did something to his brain and he did something weird to the kid. All right. Listen, Emily, you got to talk to your mom and tell her, here's what you have to tell your mom. I know this is painful. I know it's not something you want to hear, and I know it's something you wish would go away. But you know what?
Yeah.
It needs to be addressed.
Yep.
And unless, if it's not, if you don't address this and if you don't help me address this, you are being negligent as a parent.
I completely agree.
It is. You might as well give you a handgun and tell you to, and a flask
and,
of
and who knows what
Jim Beam and tell you to go out in the woods and go jogging.
The older brother may abuse other kids. And Adam, the radiation exposure, everyone knows that makes you grow into a giant.
Oh, not a molester?
No.
That's right. So right. Steven?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What is up?
I'm sleepy.
Wake up, buddy.
Yeah, I'm up.
It's been on hold for 90 minutes.
Oh. You're my savior.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're a genius.
Oh, thanks.
You shaved your pubic hair?
Yeah, and I got, like, pimples.
I see.
Ingrown hairs and folliculitis.
Oh, I know what you do for that.
What do you do for that?
It's, what's it called? It's the stuff in a blue bottle with a gold top razor.
Yeah, you know what it's... No, you know what it's called? It's called... Ten skin.
Yeah, TENDSKIN.
Yes, Drew was about
now, why
to spit
do you
that
know
out
about it?
Because I get a neck rash down here. Well, on my neck. That's why they call it the neck rash.
That stuff really works.
And it works works pretty good. You put it on your vagina area?
I try to keep away from there, but...
It sometimes wanders.
It's hard, yeah. Difficult.
Sometimes I just can't stop myself from tingling all over.
It drips from your nipples? Gets down there?
Nice.
Well, it doesn't start all the way up there.
Tell Ted we'll treat him with more respect.
So he's working to get the ten skin.
Yeah, I don't know. The stuff all
pharmacy?
This is
www.tenskin.com.
Oh, with the computers already. some people like to leave the house on occasion. Steven.
Yeah.
You shaved how long ago?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just give
Why'd
us some time.
Why'd you shave your pubic hair?
He's 15. He's full of piss and vinegar.
Just for fun?
Just warm water. Clean, maybe, endometrial scrubs, Physohex.
No, I'm telling you, this 10 skin works like magic.
Listen, goofball. The 10 skin works if you're going to constantly shave an area. If you shave it and it was 2 weeks ago and you're not going to shave it again, it's not going to do anything
then
for you.
You better just scrub hard.
Yeah, just ride it out. The hairs will grow in. You'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll scrub.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a break. We'll be back after this. All righty. Well, there you go. Another fantastic show. I want to thank Shawnee Smith for coming in. You can see her and her band, $5, down at the House of Blues on the fabulous Sunset Strip Sunday night, 9:30. Then, the next night, you can turn on the TV at the same time, 9:30, and see her on Becker. Right?
Perfect.
You're a genius.
Oh.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. All righty, y'all.
Thanks, Sarah and Anderson.
Except we'll be back tomorrow night.
All right.
Wise ass. With Ted Danson. So, until next time, Sam Crawford, Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Same-sex feelings I'm having, I want to wish them away.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.